stand down, ripping days racing. Jason Warren, I'm sure, is pretty happy about that. Race 6, number 8, Merchant of Venice. Is this a suitable race?
Yeah, it looks perfect for him. He gets in with a nice light weight and not an overly big field, but got pretty high hopes for him.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Merchant of Venice goes up, snatches it. Merchant of Venice goes up to Imperial Lad right on the line and claims victory.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Oh, you betcha we do, the early mail. We're going to focus on some harness action shortly, but...
Smart play, this.
Yep. We've decided that we've made a late call, executive decision. No racing Victoria today because of the sales, and that's cool, that's fine. But we need to find a winner. Scour the country for a winner. We owe that to ourselves and to our early mail followers.
I describe this as a circuit breaker.
Yeah, I think so.
Just to try and change it up a little bit because we've been appalling in recent times.
Well, let's not overdo it.
Where's the spreadsheet?
No, look, we're in the minus at the moment. Yeah. It does say red figures in my spreadsheet.
Just get updated when we don't win.
I said minus.
Like most people, when they try and do a sort of a budget,
just not giving you the details.
If you have a go in a bad run, you tend to just let it go. I'll worry about next
week. We're minus $10.75 if you want the true number.
Right. Well, there you go. That's surprising. All right. Do you want me to give the track information?
So where are we going to go today?
Well, Cowra, where the track conditions are the following. Rail true. Track type, turf.
It's good news.
It's good news. Track condition is a good 4. Not sure about the weather. And Sapphire Coast, track conditions. Rail position is out 3 metres, the 800-metre mark to the 350-metre mark. Comma, cutaway applies.
Okay.
Also, we're racing on turf.
Good news.
And the track condition is a good 4.
Right. So we're waiting penetrometer readings for both.
Fine weather tracks. For both. And we are waiting penetrometer readings.
So good 4s at Cowra and Sapphire Coast. The reason we're giving you both of those is because Joe Cleary has runners at both courses today, and we want to find out if Joe has got a winner for us on the early mail. Joe, welcome to RSN 927.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
We are very, very well, mate. How are you tracking?
Well, that was a fair intro. I was about to fall asleep listening to you, Piers. It's like a clown hour.
That's our track, man. It just takes too long.
You'll be a fair time waiting for a penetrometer reader from Cowra too, let me tell you.
Righto. Well, that's local knowledge. We like this sort of stuff. Now, Joe, what we do around here is we just try and find a winner for our punters with one of the runners from our trainers every day. You're that trainer today, and you've got 3 going around. You've got 2 at Cowra, race 2, number 5, Disconcerted, who's favourite at the tab at the moment after a last start win at Queanbeyan. What can we do today?
Okay, you can back up on her, guys. She sort of had a bit of patchy form the 2 previous runs before she won at Queanbeyan. Probably trainer error more than anything. I had a nose roll on, it didn't work. I put a set of blinkers on, it didn't work. I took all the gear off her, sold it at the front of Queanbeyan. It was a sit and steer job. Jake Precy Holmes rides her today. He's a very, very aggressive rider. He ain't the full box of chocolates, unfortunately, for Jakey, but he can ride. he's very one-dimensional. You're sitting at the front, sit and steer. So, look, mate, she's a lovely mare. She's owned by Mr. Harvey, who supports my stable. And provided she gets a clean getaway today and straight on the bunny, she'll definitely take some beat.
Righto, that is race 2, number 5, Disconcerted. We are on, I reckon. Race 3, number 7, Burris is the next one. Also, was at Queanbeyan last time out a week ago. Just missed out, got run down a little bit late. Step up in distance today, is that suitable or not?
Yeah, he's been looking for a bit of a trip. He heads to the paddock after that. He's limited, guys. He's no world beater, but he does give his all. He does try hard, and he'll come back for the winter track. So I'll put him on the bunny as well around Cowra. It's a tight turning little track. And, so he'll go to the paddock. But of the 2 at Cowra, definitely Disconcerted will be the one to tick the box.
Right. What about Sapphire Coast? A mint slice. Great delicacy, just by the way. Race 1, number 2.
Well, it's quite funny how he got his name, because this was Malcolm Johnston's last horse. And Malcolm has given the training away, and we've been family friends for many, many years, as everyone probably knows. And he just approached me and said, "Joey, this is my last horse." And he said, "Well, you're taking for me, so if you want a maiden anywhere with him." So I said, "How did he get his bloody name?" And he said, "Well, Kingston Town is a chocolate mint slice." well, it is what it is. But no, he's brain dead. He ain't much good. Jordan Mallion jumped on him in a barrier trial and said, "You'll get away for 7 furlong or a mile maiden." In fact, Geordie's riding him today. He won't beat Robbie Potter's horse. Robbie Potter's horse will win more shots. And Mint Slice will head to a non-tab over 1,600 and then go and make someone a beautiful pony.
It's a great summary, Joe. It's a terrific insight into your runners today. So just for, we have a little promo here, and we'll get the trainer to give the name of the horse and the winner, just so we can play you forever when you have a win. So, Joe, what's your best runner today?
Disconcerted, Cowra, sits there, stands here, kick ties, light fires.
That sounds like an outstanding afternoon. Race 2, number 5. Joe, you're coming back onto the program. This is good business for us. Thank you, buddy. Go well.
See you, boys. Have a good day.
Joe Cleary with three runners today, two at Cowra, one at Sapphire Coast. But don't worry about the Sapphire Coast one. Can't win. Race 2, number 5, Disconcerted. He is becoming part of the family,
yeah,
Joe.
No, we are tracking $3.30.
We'll take the money and run on Joe in the Thoroughbred Racing edition of Early Mail today.